Again, we sold out for today's webinar and bringing before the Lord to freedom for deliverance over demonic issues, over traumatic moments from your life. Maybe you're dealing with some trauma or just some negative emotions. We can turn to Jesus for everything, and he wants to restore us and set us free. And that's what he's here for. He's brought freedom to the captives. Father, we thank you again for another great day. For today's the day that you have made. Lord, as well, again, we ask that you prepare their hearts for the good soil, for the word to be sowed into, Lord. Thank you as well, those that are expecting for their miracles, Jesus, that those miracles are being released right now. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing healing to the brokenhearted. And Lord, we thank you in your precious name, Jesus. Those that are sick and those that are looking for their freedom, Jesus, we are in agreement with them for their victory. And thank you, Jesus, for bringing healing to your beloved. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you, everyone, for joining in for today's live webinar where we're going to be talking more about some strategies that King David actually used for warfare as part of this. Before we do, I wanted to share my screen here. Give me a second, one more time, guys. Make sure that we have the right screen. Get out of one of those areas there. I wanted to share with you about some of our free training that we offer to the body of Christ. Let me get my screen going over here, guys. Perfect. We have some free training. Go to the right training for you guys. First is going to be our spiritual warfare training through self-inner healing. If you've seen this on the website, you can turn to Jesus very directly, easy here to come to him as a friend. Come to him as a father. If you're having demonic oppression issues, if you're dealing with past trauma, or you're just dealing with some negative emotions, I have fear. I don't know why. I feel hopeless. I'm worried. Then you can come directly before the Lord and get some freedom. There's no signing up here. It's directly right on our website. We do have an option. If you'd like to subscribe, you can. And as we go to the first video here, there's about 7 minutes for this one here. They're between 5 to 15 minutes for each one. In lesson number 6, we start walking through the process of going through self-deliverance as part of that, self-inner healing. And that's about 6 minutes and 10 seconds there, as well as a worksheet that goes along with it. The worksheet will walk you through some easy steps to get some freedom as part of this. So go through it. You're going to turn to Jesus as a friend. You're going to knock on the door. You're going to persist shamelessly, persistently, until he opens that door and gives you the freedom. And you're not going to give up until you get what you're looking for in Jesus' name. And so this is where this is going to come in. I also saw another stream that we have here. This is going to be our self-deliverance training. If you feel led by the Lord, you can check it out. It's about 3 hours of training. We'll have that spiritual warfare training in there, as well as some self-deliverance as part of it, where if you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, he'll lead and guide you in the truth, and you'll be able to bring up these issues, as well as if you have a hard time hearing the voice of God, I walk you through with having the Holy Spirit still sharing with you what's going on as demons are happening to share what these open doorways are. And you might hear those demons real easy. So then you just test it against God's word, and I walk you through how to do it through this online training. We do charge for that training. It just goes to help our ministry, as well as to take care of all the pastors here and all the finances behind the screens. So if you feel led, you can check it out. One more thing that I'm going to be sharing with you about next week, or as well, it's going to be next month. We are having a deliverance service where we're learning how to do deliverance. It's a 14-week training course. As part of that, week one, we're going to be identifying altars and understanding disassociation. This is going to be old school deliverance, not the way that I practice it here. Occasionally, I still practice it old school ways. When I run into a problem, I know exactly how to have others get freedom as part of that. So I go back to some old school training techniques as part of that. So you want to start with the basics. And then as well as part of that, throughout the years, the Holy Spirit will help teach and guide you to have like your own way of doing it as part of that. You know, it will make it very unique for you. As well, you know, like I use the courts of heaven before so that people can get freedom in the courtroom and get deliverance as part of that. And Jesus shares what those open doorways are, and he wants to heal those brokenhearted issues. This is, again, a 14-week process. I'm going to encourage you to show up to each one. There will be replays of it. Unfortunately, those replays won't be for free. You're going to join for free, but the replays are going to be $25. So I look forward to seeing you there. If you feel led, you can go ahead and join aboard. It's all free, so you don't have to worry about any of it. All right, we're going to go ahead and set the screen so to present it for everyone here and go ahead and make it a full screen for you guys. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, grace and peace to you guys in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who conquered every the power over the darkness. As part of that, he gave his victory over that power of darkness. And I'm excited to share today from God's word on the topic of spiritual warfare and how we can stand strong against attacks from demonic forces. In just a moment here, we are going to be calling on some volunteers and walking you through the process of deliverance, inner healing, and even exorcisms as part of that. But before we do, we need to lay some foundations of biblical truths as part of this. Even when Jesus shows up here as you are turning to the Lord for healing, restoration, there's going to be more additional work for Jesus to do as part of it. That's right. It's an ongoing sanctification process, meaning that once he heals one issue, there's more things he's going to be taking care of. We have a lifetime, guys. You know, most of us haven't hardly brought anything before the Lord. And so he's going to be tugging on our hearts about brokenness, even those demonic oppression issues as part of that. Now, specifically, we're going to explore the powerful secrets of the victory that King David actually had. And we're going to discover the practice that he used throughout his life in order to gain the victory. David was a man after God's own heart who faced intense spiritual battles. Yet, he emerged victorious again and again through dependence on the Lord. And David's example provides biblical truths and proven strategies for defeating spiritual adversaries such as the devil and the enemy. So, we need to know who our enemy is. Who is he? Well, in order to know that, it's quite simple. It's Satan. Satan's come against us, and in order to overcome demonic attacks, David understood that we must start by gaining insight into the nature of our adversary. He recognized that the true battle was not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual powers of heavenly realms. So let's examine what David did throughout the scriptures and how it reveals to us how we can get our supernatural victory against the enemy. From the beginning, a sinister serpentine foe emerges in Genesis who goes as unnamed at first. This demonic entity is seen as the serpent in Eden who tempts Eve and impacts forbidden wisdom to mankind that plunges a creation into a state of bondage and death. A bit later, it exposes that this was Satan himself through that serpent. And the devil who deceived the world, as in Revelations 12:19 states, though masquerading as a creeping beast in Genesis 3, the enemy unveils his true identity as the rebellious fallen angelic being who wars against God's people and for his purpose. Isaiah 14 proves insight into Satan's original identity as Lucifer, a privileged high-ranking angel created beautifully and blameless by God. But Lucifer's splendor wasn't just enough. The bone-chilling thing he shares in Isaiah 14:13-14, he aspired to enthrone himself above God Almighty. Lucifer rebelled against his creator, believing a delusion of vanity that he could somehow dethrone the Eternal One, the one who actually created him. But rather than exalt himself over God, Lucifer was brought down quite a bit to the depths of the pit, as a matter of fact. Jesus himself witnessed Satan fall from heaven like lightning. It was funny. I was just watching the Gospel of Luke earlier today, and I heard Jesus say there, you know, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. This fallen angel now relentlessly opposes God's work as the infernal adversary of Satan. He endures with enraged cruelty against God's people, tempting them, killing and destroying them. you know, a lot of people say, well, how come Satan doesn't, you know, attack, you know, the natural people, you know, the people that aren't saved, because he doesn't care about them. They're already going to hell. And you're a threat. In 1 Peter 5:8, it warns that the devil prowls like a predator, seeking victims to devour, though unchecked as part of that. He is seeking around, looking. Is that you that he's going to find? Are you ready for the Lord? It's funny. I just got done watching again in the Gospel of Luke about the serpents in the house getting ready for the bridegroom to come back home. And so yeah, that they're waiting expectantly with their lamps as part of that. Revelations 12:10 damns him, the accuser of the brethren, who continually hurls against accusations against God's people before God's throne. Jesus denouncing as a murderer and the father of lies in John 8:44. He binds them to the truth, inciting injustice and violence against God's people that were made in God's image and his likeness as part of that. So, in addition to Satan himself, David recognized demonic spirits as part of adversarial forces that require spiritual vigilance. When warfare, when it comes, we have to overcome by turning to Jesus as part of this. These evil spirits originated from the fallen angels who rebelled with Satan against God. So these are demons, and more likely they're assigned to you on purpose. And there's a purpose and plan for them. Some of them are actually generational. Yeah, they may have been your great-grandfather's demon that was there, and, you know, he passed, and he was passed on to you as part of that. But these demons have been cast down from heaven as a result, based on the passage like Revelations 12:4. When Satan mutilated against his mutinied against the Creator, he convinced one-third of the angels to join his revolt. Revelations 12:4 reveals, for their rebellion, these disobedient angels were banished from God's presence and condemned to the pits of gloom, as in June 1:6 and 2 Peter 2:4 describes. They became known as demons, spirits that carry out Satan's evil plan to oppose God. The demonic spirits that David encountered exhibit traits aligning with the satanic rituals as part of that, as Satan's original plan. These demons exercise supernatural strength through people that they possessed, provoked radical personality changes, inflicted physical disabilities, and tempted to resist and invade as part of that the divine authority of Jesus Christ. The enemy is really good about coming against us as part of this. But praise God, we have hope. And David as well understood that these were not merely, this was demonic oppression. This was not like a normal conventional means of warfare. So David knew what natural warfare was, but he started to realize there was a spiritual battle as well. There were manifestations of intelligent, evil spirits at work through that demonization. David relied on revelation from God and discerned to distinguish demonic activities from these ordinary illnesses. So, by the way, there is some illnesses that are demonic as part of that. But David recognizes, he discerned, and he asked the Lord. He said, hey, he was relentless in his pursuit as well. He kept going to God asking. Though much experienced, David learned how to engage and overcome these evil spirits. So he used tactics against them as part of that. In order to defeat demonic tactics and the attacks here, David learned to identify and expose specific tactics deployed by Satan and his minions. He forewarned and forearmed this knowledge. David could effectively resist the devil's schemes. So let's examine some of the key tactics revealed in Scripture through David's writings and through his experience. Now, one is going to be a tactic of deception. David repeatedly prays for protection from deceit, lies, and false witness, and Satan twists perception of his reality, disguising himself as an angel of light to manipulate outcomes. I want to share with you, just because you think it's an angel or it's Jesus, you can always go against and see what it shares in God's word about this. You know, saying, Jesus, will you show me in Scripture? You know, I was just working with a client earlier yesterday, And we were going before the courts of heaven, and you could really hear the enemy quite strong. And I said, you know, anytime that you think something sounds weird, you can always test it and say, Jesus, the enemy's tormenting me here. I'm not sure if this is your voice or not. Do you swear this to be true before the courts of heaven? You know, and so in Jesus' name. And so the enemy is commanded to tell the truth. No, this is not true before the courts of heaven. Or yes, this is true. As part of that, so you can always get additional answers. So what Satan does, he likes to twist perceptions of reality, and he disguises himself as well. David urges God to repeatedly to break the teeth of the wicked and silence their lies. So that's a prayer that we can ask as well. Hey, break off the silence of the enemy, God. David also contended with the tactics of accusations. In Psalms 109, when he was betrayed, David cried out that his enemy falsely accused him without cause. Satan similarly hurled the same accusations against Job as part of his motives to go against Job. The devil continually accuses believers before God's throne and twists the allegations as part of that. But Scripture declares that Satan is the accuser. He's been cast down as part of this. In addition, David battled against the tactics of temptation, enticed towards lust, envy, greed, and sin that could compromise his intimacy with God. It sounds like today, doesn't it? So David is going through the same things that we're kind of going through. So I'm sure he was enticed, you know, by food, you know, by clothing and by women, you know, by gold and greed and lust. And so he was, also trying to have intimacy with God. And imagine, you know, being, you know, someone of such authority, a king as part of that. So in moments of his weakness, David sadly yielded at times to the strategy. The enemy overcame him. But there's other times that he overcame in Jesus' name. He also learned the true repentance and dependence on God's strength to overcome temptation. We too must remain vigilant against the devil's lures. One of the things that you can do as part of that is you can turn to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, I'm going to turn to you as a father, and we're all going to go through the Lord's Prayer, and you're going to help me to overcome temptation as part of that. Because that's one of the prayer strategies in there, to help you to forgive others, that the Lord's going to provide for your daily needs, whatever they are, your clothes, your food, your home, as part of that, making sure that you're taken care of, as well as to help you to forgive others, and then help lead you not into temptation. So you can say to the Father, help me, Father, in Jesus' name, and not be tempted here. Finally, opposition, when it comes against us, we got to use the key tactics to come against Satan's strategies. David endured the betrayal, the persecution, the conspiracies to take his life as part of that. And he turned to the Lord every step of the way. And as well as the demonizing of Saul's torment was very relentless with a murderous obsession. So not only that, David was attacked by the same guy who helped get him some freedom from some demonic oppression by playing the harp. So later, Saul's trying to kill David as part of that. And he was obsessed on killing him. Through this distress, David still stuck to God's faithfulness. And every storm, he continued to seek our Heavenly Father. He emerged victorious, strengthened, as well as he had the additional strategies of knowing that he can get his victory when he turned to the Lord. So David's secret battle strategies is quite easy. We must be equipped with discerning about the adversary schemes. David developed effective counter strategies, enabling him to walk in victory against demonic attacks. Though depending on divine revelation and God's promise of deliverance, David became more than an overcomer as part of that. Against the overwhelming spiritual opposition, let's examine some of David's secret battle strategies revealed right in Scripture. Number one, we're going to call on the name of the Lord. When facing any threats, David's first recourse was to call on Yahweh as his rock, fortress, and deliverer. He cried out as part of his faith to God to intervene against these demonic attacks too. He took refuge in God's presence. David continually sought the time with the Lord. He sought time alone as part of that in his presence and his protection. He declared the Lord as his hiding place and a strong tower against the strategies of hell. Three, he prayed for God's supernatural help as part of that. David urgently implored God in prayer to provide spiritual reinforcements. He asked God to dispatch his angels and the heavenly forces against these demonic forces. And by the way, the same strategies that David used, we can use as well. Because, you know, he's not a respect of persons. God isn't. He doesn't care. So what he did for David, what he did for Daniel, what he did for Isaiah, what he did for Jesus, what he did for Paul, he'll do for you as part of that. Four, expose demonic deception. David brought the enemy's lies and false accusations into light through prayer. He asked God to unmask deception and vindicate the truth. So if there's some deception that's here, as part of this, David brought these directly before the Lord. So if you feel there's lies against you, this is going to be one of the things that you're going to do. And by the way, guys, if we're not seeking the Lord daily, it's quite easy for us to feel tormented because we're not, our hearts and minds aren't steadfast on Christ. It's only when things get crazy that we turn to the Lord. And so I think Jesus is telling us that he's looking for us daily as part of this. And you'll see that even though miracles do happen, I see that the Lord turns around and says, hey, man, it's a process I'm taking you through. And I'm wanting to heal and restore these issues. And I need your attention and mind on me. He's got you to a point of saying, I'm trying to mature you and get away from drinking the milk of the word. It's time to eat the meat. Five, we're going to trust God's faithfulness and goodness. Despite affliction, David anchored his hope in God's covenant love and redemption. He recalled God's miraculous works and trusted him to defend his glory. He went back to times where he had victory and that he had those memories. So he went back to it and remembered God's faithfulness. So we can go back to those times where God came through for us as well and thank him and remind him, hey, God, like it came through then, I ask that you come through for me now. Six, praise God continually. David exalted the Lord in worship and thanksgiving. He created an atmosphere of praise and inhabited by God's power to defeat evil spirits. Seven, stand on God's promises. David combated despair and doubt by declaring scripture. God's word became a spiritual weapon against the enemy's tactics. So find scriptures in God's word to be able to get your victory as part of that. And it's on us sometimes for us to find these scriptures. Look for some encouragement. When the enemy comes against you, go ahead and declare God's promises over you. I am the head and I'm not the tail. That, you know, I am more than a conqueror in Christ. That I am a new creation in him. That all things are new and all things are passed away. That my name's written in the book of life. That I am heir and joint heir with Christ. I am his son or I'm his daughter. And that he's marked me. He's made me. He's asked me to be his as part of that. So get these scriptures and memorize them as part of that. Lastly, we know that we have our eternal victory in Christ. What a marvelous encouragement through knowing who our adversary is when they do persist in harassments against believers, that we know that we are, that the enemy's been defeated through Christ's finished work. God will crush Satan under his feet shortly, as in Romans 16:20 promises. When the spiritual battle comes against us, we can walk confidently in the authority of Jesus' name and God's everlasting word and assured that he listens to us, and greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. And our commander leads us to triumph over to defeat this foe. And we are more than conquerors in Christ, and we rise victorious in Jesus' name. Though darkness may surround us, the light of Christ within scatters it. God's plan cannot be hindered. His kingdom shall crush every domain under his feet. And Christ has conquered death and hell. And we have nothing to fear in Jesus' name. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue wielding the sword of truth, wearing our helmet of salvation, and lifting high the shield of faith. Through spirit-led strategies revealed in Scripture, we shall demolish the devil's strongholds as God empowers us to be victorious in Jesus' name. And we're to give them all the praise, honor, and glory as part of that, because we are more than conquerors who overcame by the blood of the Lamb. In just a moment, we're going to be taking some people to get some victory and answer some questions here. Before we do, we're just going to open up, and I'm just going to thank the Lord for preparing your heart. Jesus, we just ask that you prepare their hearts now. Lord, let the word just go deep inside them. Let them be able to take that word and run with it, Lord, as well. Prepare their hearts as they turn to you, Jesus. As they turn to you and they don't turn to me, Lord, they go right to, and we thank you, Lord, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where we'll trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We won't lean on our own understanding in all of our ways. We'll acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. And we thank you, Lord, that you are coming through and that you are the victorious champion. So please put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ alone. He wants to heal, restore you, and set you free. And as part of this, I'm going to encourage you guys that there's going to be some work to be done as part of it. Even Jesus comes through and heals and restores you, he's going to ask you to turn to him again. And once you get deliverance and healing, it is our responsibilities as believers in Christ, number one, to thank him. We got to be like that leper, or the one that comes back out of the tin and thank the Lord. And then two, that once we get our healing restoration, he wants to use us for his glory. And what you've gone through is a testimony. So if you had deliverance, more likely the Lord's got you in a deliverance ministry. That's part of it. You know, if you need inner healing and Jesus heals a brokenhearted issue, then the Lord has you in an inner healing ministry as part of it. And he may have you just do it within your family, or as well as to reach out to the nations, or, you know, your city, maybe just your neighborhood. But the Lord's going to be using every single one of you here, and he's called you. And you get ready, because he's going to start using you quickly. And he'll be tugging on your heart who you should be sharing this message with. And as well as others will start coming to you about demonic oppression. And it's not a coincidence, because the Lord's bringing them to you so that they can get their victory as part of it. So you're going to say, hey, well, this is what I did, got mine. And you'll be able to help them as well get their victory in Jesus' name. All right, we're going to be taking some volunteers here. If you'd like to raise your hand, I'll be more than happy to walk you through the process going through deliverance and our healing. As part of that, I'm going to be walking you through some self-deliverance. We won't go before the courts of heaven and present cases here, but we'll do some self-deliverance and walk you through inner healing. It could be anything. Maybe you've been betrayed by a good friend and you got wounded. Maybe there's some verbal abuse that happened, some trauma as a child or even as an adult. And these issues haven't been resolved, and Jesus tugs on your heart that he needs to heal and restore it, he'll let you know. Maybe it's that you're seeing, you're hearing, or feeling demons. We can bring these demonic issues before the Lord as well. Maybe it's something supernatural that's going on as well. Maybe it's just that you have a hopelessness or the spirit of suicide. Whatever the issue is, Jesus wants to restore you and set you free, as well as you can just ask questions about deliverance and inner healing. As well, we got Sharon here. Thank you so much, Sharon, here for showing up. I'll go ahead and pin you next to me. Let me give you a moment. I'm going to go ahead and allow you to unmute yourself. And just give me a second. As well as you can turn on your video as well. Thank you again, Sharon. You can go ahead and turn yourself on. Share with me, what would you like to bring before the Lord? Do you have some questions, or walk you through the process of inner healing and self-deliverance?
Would like to be walked through the process of inner healing and self-deliverance.
Okay, what's going on? What do you think Jesus needs to heal?
I have some generational things in my family that I've been dealing with. There's some witchcraft. There is, some things that I notice patterns of my family on stagnation, backlessness, financial, like lack and poverty, and just, you know, different issues that my mother has had. She had a stroke. My sister's had a stroke. They just put the things that I'm trying to break up myself and my children. So just wanting to be walked through in the back.
Yeah, you bet. You know, as part of this, you're always like to have Jesus just heal one brokenhearted issue first. And it could be anything here as part of that, Sharon. Maybe it's that time that your sister had a stroke, maybe brought a bit of fear. Maybe someone betrayed your trust, wounded, or hurt you. It's usually like the worst. Can you think of a time that you thought that Jesus needed to hear something from your past that we can have him just restore briefly?
Heal something from my past. I did have a childhood trauma.
Okay.
As far rape as a child. So I think that that brought in a lot of the demonic oppression.
Heck yeah, you know it did there. So let's bring this before the Lord, Sharon. He's just going to bring peace to this. When he shows up, he's going to show up in one of three ways. One, you may see Jesus in an encounter. He'll do whatever he wants to do to bring victory. And he'll also take away that pain, too. You may hear Jesus. He says that the sheep know his voice, that still, quiet, small voice, will also take away the pain. If you don't see or hear Jesus, he's working behind the scenes, like the centurion. He said that day he sent his word already to us over 2,000 years ago, so he'll take away the pain as well as bring a peace that surpasses our understanding. So he'll show up in one of those three ways. Let's bring this before the Lord. Is that okay? Perfect. Awesome. We're going to do it together. I like making it interactive. Just say out loud, Jesus, I call on your name and authority.
Jesus, I call on your name and authority.
I divide soul and spirit.
I divide soul and spirit.
Will you heal this part of me, Jesus? Sharon, can you forgive that person who raped you as a young kid, or do you need help?
No, I can forgive.
Say out loud, Jesus, I choose to forgive them and release them.
Jesus, I choose to forgive them and release them.
Jesus, will you please come?
Jesus,
will you heal this part of me?
Will you heal this part of me?
Will you give me confirmations of moving forward?
Will you give me confirmations of moving forward?
Thank you for ministering and speaking to me now.
Thank you for ministering and speaking to me.
Here he comes again, Sharon. Jesus, thank you for bringing victory to Sharon. Thank you for taking her back to that memory and taking away the pain completely. Thank you, Lord, for binding up those wounds and bringing freedom to this brokenhearted one. Jesus is right here, Sharon, healing that issue, binding it up. What's he doing here for you? Share with me.
He's healing the pain, the trauma. He's basically saying it's not my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that freedom.
And then he was there.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's tell the enemy where to go from here. Say, I command you, demonic spirits.
I command you, demonic spirits.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Amen. Sharon, in the grand scheme of things, as you did inner healing, said a couple steps out loud, was it really hard to do?
No.
No, it's not supposed to be, so that you can get your own victory. It's us with our relationship with the Lord that we just go back and forth. And when we recognize things aren't from God, because he shared that he only gives us good gifts, Sharon, did it make you feel good about that memory? No, of course not. You know, it's a bad one. So we just go, wait a minute, pure, holy, just, praiseworthy, none of those things. So I guess, Jesus, maybe you want to heal it since it's brought it up. So I bring it before you. And then as well, you can just kind of sit on your couch, relax, and say, all right, Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Let's just go ahead and have a healing session. I want you to heal more of these issues from your past as well. Let's go ahead and bring this issue up before the courts of heaven, and we'll do some self-deliverance as well. As I get ready to do this, I'm going to have you go to a place where you felt the presence of Jesus the stronger here. Maybe you felt your salvation, an encounter with the Lord. Can you think of a time Jesus was there for you?
Yes, when I was about to be in a car accident, and I heard his audible voice to say, get out of the lane that I was in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that memory to her. He's going to take you right back there. Jesus, will you please fill her up? From the tips of her toes to the top of her head in your glory, and Jesus, she will stay in your presence. Father, as well, we ask for everyone here, according to Matthew 18:18, that the courts of heaven be convened over all of their lives. Jesus, will you send forth two angels to escort some demons to the courtroom? Lord, as well, thank you for having Jesus be the righteous judge to lead and guide them into truth through the Holy Spirit. Jesus, as well, we're to ask that your finger, the finger of God, to be able to search their heart and share with them any open doorways that you need to heal and restore in the courtroom. Let's do it together here, Sharon. Say, Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
I command thou.
I command
thou. Whatever's not of God.
Whatever's not of God.
Come up and state your name. The Holy Spirit's your guide. You might hear a name, a function, or nothing. You might have a memory from your past as well. Whatever Jesus shares with you, they're just open doorways. Anything pop up?
I'm still hearing generational curses.
Okay. Say, Holy Spirit. Does this have a legal right to be here?
Does this have a legal right to be here?
Hear yes or no?
No.
No, say go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Say, Jesus, are there any other issues you need to heal?
Jesus, are there any other issues you need to heal?
Wait on the Lord. He might bring up another name, a function, or nothing, or memory. Share with me if anything pops up.
I don't hear anything.
That's okay. That's all right. So we don't hear anymore. That's A-okay. We want to be done with it. And so we just say, hey, thank you, Jesus, for healing this brokenhearted issue.
Thank you, Jesus, for healing this brokenhearted issue.
And then when we're done with it, what you'll do as well, Sharon, you'll say, Jesus, I close out the courts of heaven over my life. And then you just move on with your day. That's it. That's it.
Okay. Jesus, I close out.
Amen. And that way you can do this yourself. And it's a simple way. But first, usually when you're trying to bring up these brokenhearted issues, you'll see that Jesus wants to heal those legal rights from your past. And if you can imagine, Sharon, there's a lifetime that he wants to heal. You know, we've tried to handle and heal most of it by ourselves. So, you know, when those bad things happen, we'll eat it away, we'll drink it away, bury it down, consume TV, whatever, you know, forget about it. But at some point, the Holy Spirit will bring it up and say, hey, you know what? This needs to be handled, healed. So he'll tug on your heart to get it healed and restored. There's additional issues there that the Lord wants to heal as well. I'll encourage you, Sharon, approach Jesus in the courtroom as part of that and say, hey, there's some generational things here. Jesus, where's the open doorways at? If you'll reveal to him, to you, so that you can have him healed, restored, and get your victory as well, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for volunteering today.
Thank you, no problem.
All right, have a blessed day.
You too.
Wow, the Lord is really good right there. He was able to heal some issues with Sharon. As you see, that as we're going through this process, your relationship with the Lord is so important, guys, because the Lord really wants to interact with you. And if you're having a hard time hearing the voice of God, sometimes this may be a major blockage here. So I'll encourage you, seek the Lord early in the morning. There's a reason why that they say to seek the Lord, and he will be found. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to seek Jesus, and he will be found by you as part of that. So ask, then the door will be opened, as well as seek and you shall find. And the Lord wants just to heal all of these broken issues. So it's up to us to bring them up and say, hey, Jesus, this is a problem. I need to get it healed and restored. And again, it's going to be a process, and it's a relationship with the Lord. So when you feel led, you'll bring up those areas and say, all right, there's a problem here. Jesus, help me. And we can knock on that door again and get some additional freedom. I see that we have some more volunteers here. We got Carmen. Thanks, Carmen, for showing up. I'll go ahead and get you right next to me, Carmen. Need pin you here, and then Carmen as well. You could unmute yourself here, and then what would you like to bring before Jesus as deliverance or inner healing, or if you have questions about either one?
Yeah, I have some update with my husband's situation.
All right, well, praise God.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of confusion from the devil and deception that he actually... Actually, like before, he did have similar thing, but right now he's actually very convinced that he is constantly hearing God himself and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, but doing many weird things and saying that God is talking to him on certain things that are not quite usual and in the Bible. So... But he's very convinced. So basically, before he had been seeking the Lord and really longing for his voice. And then we also experienced that I observed him having really sort of maybe the counterfeit spirits that trying to deceive him before. And then right now he's like probably very convinced and not able to discern well. He said he tried to discern, but because... It's probably really real to him. So he's actually in the mental health institution still. And then he basically probably has some religious delusion or things that he thought God is speaking, but that probably isn't God. And he feels strongly it is. And I tried to confront him, and because like things that he said, God spoke, but it's not true. It turns out not true. And so I told him, and he's still trying to defend for it. So yeah, just praying that God will really show him what's going on. And,
amen. Amen. I'll encourage you as well, Carmen, just to keep lifting him up in prayer behind the scenes and stand in the gap for your husband during this time. You could even do it in the courtroom and approach the throne room of grace as well and just stand in the gap. You know, he's asked Jesus in the courtroom, and Jesus, are there anything that I can do? Is there some legal rights that are here that's stopping that I need to get healed? My own life is part of it. The Lord may share with you whatever open doorways that are there. He'll search your heart, reveal that to you as part of that. I'm sure this has brought a bit of a feeling overwhelmed. Have you brought this before Jesus for restoration yet, for just inner healing here, Carmen?
For myself?
Yeah.
This particular issue, not quite, but...
Just do it, because sometimes you don't even think about it. I don't think about doing a lot of things. You know, I don't always think about bringing issues before Jesus, even though I'm talking about it to other people. So yeah, let's bring up that issue. Let's see if Jesus brings some peace over this as well for you, okay? All right. He's going to take you back to the memory where you're there hanging out with your husband. He's sharing all of these things that are kind of wild and weird and just makes you concerned here for him as part of that. Let's have Jesus heal and restore. He's taking you back to that memory. Jesus, we call on your name and authority. Thank you for coming through and bringing up this memory where you want to heal, as well as we're standing in the gap, all of us. And if you could, everyone, just lift your hands towards Carmen and her husband. And we're praying for him. Lord Jesus, we pray and lift him up where two or three are gathered in your name. You're in the midst, Lord, as well. It says that if two of us agree on earth about touching anything, it shall be done to bring glory to the Father. Lord, as well, we thank you for a sound mind for her husband, as well as discerning of to stay away from any demonic oppression. And Lord, we lift him up before you and we ask for your healing power to his mind as well. Let's have Jesus heal that brokenhearted issue where you found this out. Say, Jesus, I call on your name and authority.
Jesus, I call on that name and authority.
I divide soul and spirit.
I divide soul and spirit.
Jesus, will you please heal this part of me?
Jesus, would you heal this part of me?
Is there anyone that you need to forgive? God, yourself, your husband, the people there?
The doctors and the medical people who doesn't understand the spiritual things and just basically judging or using their own way of thinking.
Yeah. Do you need help to forgive them, or can you do it all on your own?
I as well as my family members, like my parents and my brother too. I need help to forgive them.
Say, help me, Jesus, please.
Help me, Jesus, please.
It's only you that can do this.
Only you that can do this.
I choose to forgive them by faith.
I choose to forgive them all by faith.
Jesus, will you please come?
Jesus, will you please come?
Bring confirmation so I can move forward.
For confirmation so that I can move forward.
Thank you for ministering and speaking to me now.
Thank you for
Here he comes again, Carmen, to heal this brokenhearted issue. Jesus, thank you for bringing healing to this brokenhearted one. Set her free. Bring confirmations as well. Let her know she has peace about this, taking away any confusion at all. He's right here, Carmen. What's he doing here for you?
I feel that he told me, he already showed me a lot of clarity and discernment, so... Kind of like confirming the recent understanding, because before I was thinking that that was really God, but then I was so confused, and lately I suddenly have a lot of epiphany and about the voice of God and the discernment.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that confirmation to her as well. Thank you, Lord. Let's go ahead as well. Tell the enemy where to go. Say, I command you, demonic spirits.
I command you, all demonic spirits.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Let's go ahead and do some self-deliverance over this issue, Carmen. Make sure there's nothing left behind. Say, Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
I command that. Whatever is not of God, you must come up and say your name.
Whatever is not of God, you must come up and say your name.
The Holy Spirit's your guide here. You may hear a name, a function, or a past memory that the Lord needs to heal. Whatever it is, share with me if you hear anything at all or nothing.
Confusion,
say Holy Spirit.
And fear.
Ask the Holy Spirit, does this have a legal right to be here?
Holy Spirit, is there do they have the legal right to be here?
You'll hear yes or no.
Yes.
Yes. Say, Jesus, what do you need to heal from this brokenhearted issue?
Jesus, what do you need to heal from?
You may have a memory that comes up or some more emotions besides the fear that's there. Anything extra?
I think it's about the incident last year and all the confusion that happened after my husband went into the hospital, and he actually told me a lot of things that he thinks is from God, and I got really confused. And by the way, also recently, he basically kind of having a lot of obsession in certain thoughts that he thought I also have some evil spirit, and he kind of used some, I would say, forces to hold my hands or hold my head in order to pass it, but that he wasn't really doing it in the proper way. But just trying to hold me down and stuff. So I feel really uncomfortable and worried about him and confused by myself too.
Let's bring that before the Lord. He's sharing with you lots of things he wants to heal here as part of that. So say, Jesus, thanks for bringing this up so you can heal me.
Jesus, thanks for bringing them up so that you can heal me.
Will you heal this part of me now?
Will you heal this part of me now?
I call on your name and authority, Jesus.
I call out your name and authority, Jesus.
Divide soul and spirit.
Divide soul and spirit.
Okay, is there anyone that you need to forgive? The doctors? People who arrested him? Anyone else? Yourself? Him?
Yeah, my husband too.
Can you, or do you need help to forgive everyone?
I don't need help. I can't forgive him.
Perfect. Say, Jesus, will you come through with a confirmation?
Jesus, would you come through with a confirmation?
Thank you for healing this part of me.
Thank you for healing this part of me.
It's right here again, Carmen, bringing victory to this area, setting you free, and bringing those confirmations moving forward. What's he doing? Jesus, we take the sword of the Spirit, pierce and cut off the enemy's stronghold over her spiritual ears. Demons detach, leave her alone now. Jesus, take her back and bring peace to this area. Let her know that you were there during the entire time, as well as give a confirmation of moving forward, whether she sees, hears you, or just bring in that peace. We're waiting on the Lord here, Carmen. What's he doing?
I wanted to say peace, but not very strong. I just believe that God.
Yeah. And it's a work of progress, too, as well here. You know, there's a lot of layers to this, Carmen. And a lot of times we're trying to get something healed, you know, and just a quick session, you know, hey, I'm here at the liver, just get freedom, you know. But even though Jesus does come through and brings in that freedom, he may say, hey, do you know what? That's a big issue that needs to get healed. And so just say, all right, well, I guess there's more layers here, Lord. So I'll bring them before you in my secret place with you and me together. And And let's go ahead and take care of some of those. To have a power with you, Jesus, he loves it, by the way. And he just wants to heal it. So just be patient with him and say, all right, I guess there's more to it, Lord. But he did bring some peace. So let's tell the enemy where to go. Say, go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Go to the pit and then meet in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much for volunteering here, Carmen. The Lord is good. I know there's some more work he needs to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do have a quick question as well. I know that you are talking about DID because my husband might have DID from the character of God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. I'm wondering, would that be possible? Like disassociative identity disorder with the characters of God and also with kind of having confusion with maybe demonically influenced and so that he couldn't discern clearly, and because sometimes he would speak from a God perspective as well.
Right. Usually when we have these disassociation identity disorders, it's usually through trauma. And it seems like it's a pretty traumatic moment. He's in jail, obviously, you know, and things are going on, you know, not in his favor. So that's a possibility, you know, he might be able to have been disassociated. It's just too much for him to handle. I had a client many years ago, you know, you'd say the name of Jesus, you know, and she would just mock it. And so at some point I just said, is this flesh or the spirit? Is this flesh? You know, so what happens is this, when we get wounded, this little wounded part that's called like an altar. We wouldn't say it, you know, it's like a taboo to really say it outside of deliverance ministry, but this wounded part, it was too much for him to handle. And so what they did is they put up a barrier. So that barrier will come up whenever something comes up again that reminds him of it, you know? So all of a sudden that fear comes up and all of a sudden that person may start talking like a child again. You know, they're 9 years old. That's when that fear originally happened. And all of a sudden they're using a kid's voice and it is not allowing anything to really go forward because they're there to stop whatever is going to happen. I show up when, you know, bad things happen. And so they kind of black out and they don't remember. And that wounded one comes up and says, I'm here to protect them, you know? So in a way, you know, it was the Holy Spirit allows them to still live somewhat of a normal life, but they still need to have that restoration. So seek the Lord in this. Ask him, Jesus, is that true? And then as well, you know, he'll start bringing some of those confirmations to you. And just pray and stand in the gap for him, okay, Carmen? We'll be praying behind the scene too, all right?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, guys, when we think that we have it bad and things are going crazy in our life, there's always someone out there that just kind of blows us away. You know, I would think that my life is going down the drain or something's going crazy. And I would turn on, you know, Jerry Springer and I go, praise God. You know, it was a good way for me to say, you know, wow, it's not as bad. You know, so whatever you're going through, just thank the Lord that he's already taking care of you. A lot of times as well, we forget about what God's doing in our lives, even though we're in the midst of the storm. You know, is he providing for you financially? Are your kids okay? You know, do you have a house to live in? You know, food? You know, you have a relationship with them as part of that. And a lot of times we have a lot of these things, we're just missing pieces of it. And we need to thank the Lord for what he's already done in our lives as part of it. So amen. So everyone, lift your hands toward Carmen and her husband as well, that we were just standing in the gap for them corporately here, Lord. Again, we lift them both up to you and we thank you for your hedge of protection around them both. Thank you for being with this mighty warrior or this woman of God, Lord, that your hand is with her. And Lord, thank you for bringing godly counsel to her, mentorship, people that love her, that are close by, just for encouragement as well. Thank you, Lord, for sending angels on assignment as well. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. We had another person here that raised their hand briefly. It was Ronald here. Ronald, we have a quick moment here to walk you through the process. If you'd like, you can go ahead and ask some questions or walk through it with me. It's up to you, Ronald. Would you like to walk through that process? There's a little button right there that just you can unmute yourself. This takes a second. Does it look like it wants to unmute for you, huh, Ronald? Sorry about that. There we go. Perfect. Sometimes it just takes a couple of clicks. Appreciate that, Ronald. What would you like to bring before Jesus? You have some questions or just do some deliverance and or healing?
I've been facing a lot of insomnia and depression. I recently came back to the Lord. I've known him and served him off and on for about 50 years. Recently I wandered away and hit a brick wall and ended up in psychiatric care a couple of times. Now I'm in my own apartment.
Praise God.
And I'm listening to his word and praying. But I need to, I believe I need some inner healing and deliverance.
Yeah. It's a process as well, you know, that Ronald, that the Lord's going to be doing this through. So just be patient with the Lord during this time. I've been on the journey now for about 15 years. And in the beginning, I didn't do the work. You know, I saw others get free. And then I taught how to do it, Ronald. But at some point, Jesus says, hey, Tim, practice what you preach. So I just started doing some inner healing. And mine was the death of my daughter that he wanted to heal. And some woundedness with regards to the death of my father. So there are some major issues I was going through, Ronald. So let's have him heal and restore some of these night terrors. It's insomnia that you're having. Is that right? All right. And then as well, can you think of one of those brokenhearted issues from your past that we can bring before the Lord? You can even keep it unspoken. Usually it's like the worst of the worst that you can think of here, Ronald. Can you think of something horrific from your past that Jesus really needs to take care of and heal?
When my parents divorced, I think I was about 13 years old, and it was devastating. I didn't realize it until about a year later, I started having major depressive disorder.
Wow. Let's have God take you back to that moment, and let's have him heal and restore that and bring freedom and truth to those lies. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Let's do it together here. Say, Jesus, thanks for bringing up this brokenhearted memory.
Jesus, thanks for bringing up this brokenhearted memory.
I call on your name and authority, Jesus.
I call on your name and authority, Jesus.
Can you forgive whoever wounded and hurt you here?
Oh, yes. I forgive my parents.
Perfect. Awesome. Say, Jesus, will you please come?
Jesus, will you please come?
Will you bring confirmation so I can move forward?
And bring me confirmation so I can move forward.
Thank you for ministering and speaking to me now.
Thank you for ministering and speaking to me now.
Here he comes now, Ronald. The Lord just wants to heal this issue. Jesus, thank you for breaking those strongholds. I'm just seeing him. He said that big, old, heavy sword. It's bigger than the Lord. I'm just seeing him cutting strongholds here. Well, there was like a big, giant chain that was holding you to this area here. I'm seeing Jesus is bringing freedom to those areas and just dissolving those chains as part of it. Like they're melting around your wrist there. Thank you, Jesus, for healing him and setting him free. He's also bringing some peace over this issue as well. What's he doing here for you, Ronald?
I feel a little more peace.
Amen. Amen. Let's tell the enemy where to go. See, I command you, demonic spirits.
I command you, demonic spirits.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name.
To go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Let's go very specifically here for this insomnia that you have. Give me a moment. I'll bring it before the Lord, and then we'll see if there's any accusations here or some open doorways. Jesus, here are the courts of heaven have been convened over his life here in Jesus. There's been an open doorway of insomnia. Will you search his heart? Will you reveal to Ronald where these open doorways are? Let him know if it's generational, if it's witchcraft, if it's something that he's done, or something that someone's done to him. He's searching your heart here. He'll reveal to you what some of these open doorways are. Share with me whatever he reveals to you, Ronald.
I believe one of the doorways was I was involved in pornography for a while.
Okay. It's a big open doorway that the Lord wants to heal and restore. And that's all he does here, Ronald. He just shares with us broken areas that haven't been resolved. So say, Jesus, thanks for bringing this memory up.
Jesus, thanks for bringing this memory up.
Will you heal that part of me? That's okay. Will you heal that part of me?
Will you restore that part of me?
Will you bring confirmation to moving forward?
Will you bring confirmation for moving forward?
Will you please forgive me?
Will you please forgive me?
And I choose to forgive everyone.
And I choose to forgive everyone.
Is there anyone that you need to forgive for this open doorway here, Ronald? Just yourself or anyone else?
I've already forgiven my dad for bringing pornography into the household of our children.
Amen. Praise God.
Do you need to forgive yourself?
Yeah, I've
perfect. Awesome. Say, Jesus, will you bring confirmation so I can move forward?
Jesus, will you bring confirmation so I can move forward?
He's coming through right now, Ronald, to heal this issue. Jesus, thank you for bringing confirmations and healing this open doorway so that he can have a good night's sleep and get rid of that insomnia as well. Will you let him know this has been healed by you? He's bringing confirmations to you right now, Ronald. Thank you, Jesus. What's he doing? Jesus sharing anything with you about this, Ronald? Did he give you a peace that surpasses your understanding? Did you hear him or see him?
No, I don't feel any different.
Okay, that's all right. Let's see if he brought peace to that area. So that area that you had some insomnia, I'm sure there was some uneasiness that's there. Say, Holy Spirit, will you bring peace to see if this area has been healed?
Holy Spirit, will you bring peace where this area has been healed?
See if he brings peace that surpasses your understanding about this.
Yes, bring peace that surpasses your understanding.
Waiting on the Lord, he'll come through here for you, Ronald. Thank you, Jesus. We also take the sword of the Spirit, pierce and cut out that stronghold. Jesus, will you send forth archangels like you did for Daniel? Will you open up the heavens just like you did for him? Wrap these demons up at the threefold cord and blow them away like you did in Isaiah 27:8. Jesus, thank you for bringing healing to this brokenhearted one and confirmations of moving forward. What you doing here for you, Ronald?
I don't feel any different.
That's okay. That's all right. When we knock on the door, sometimes, Ronald, we don't hear the voice of God, and sometimes it just is just blank. You know, we don't always hear him, you know? And he's not like a genie either. We don't get to rub on the lamp and say, where's my three wishes at? You know, where's my three prayers to be answered? So, again, when we don't hear the voice of God and it's just a little dry, he says, come to me as a friend and knock on the door again. So if there's more that's here, just say, all right, Lord, well, I didn't get my answer today, so I approach you again tomorrow, later on. Go right before you go to bed when you can't sleep. Hey, Jesus, I'm going to start this process of doing some inner healing. I can't sleep, Lord. I'm tired of this crap. Jesus, I'm tired of the enemy. They're bothering me, man, and tattle on the enemy. And say, hey, I bring this before you, Lord, and then walk through those processes. See if the Lord brings some healing and some restoration as well, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, we'll be praying behind the scenes for you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, and thanks again for joining today, Ronald. I appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, too. The Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. That's what he wants to do here, guys, just heal these issues. And through inner healing, you saw that Ronald got restoration from the Lord. But when he approached the throne room of grace to get some self-deliverance here, sometimes there's a bit of blockage here. And again, it's all normal. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, I went to that pastor, I went to that preacher, I went to that deliverance minister, you know, it just didn't stick. It just didn't work. And usually what I'll share with people is I'll say, hey, so what are you doing behind the scenes? And they're like, what do you mean? Like with our ministry, you know, we have aftercare. So the aftercare is doing the spiritual warfare training through inner healing, doing some self-deliverance. The aftercare is approaching the throne room of grace and bringing up the issues that you didn't get healed and restored during approaching and knocking on the door. So you say, hey, Jesus, I'm going to use some different strategies as part of this. And the Lord will help you in this process to get restoration. So you just approach the Lord in every way that you can and don't give up. There's something to be said about when he says about the parable of a friend, and he says that we can approach him in this way. So it's a prayer strategy, shameless persistence. And then a lot of things we forget about that strategy is that the friend didn't get the door open immediately. He was refused in the beginning. As a matter of fact, his friend says, leave me alone. My family and I are in bed for the night. You know, bye, see ya. You know, but the guy's like, no, I'm persistent. You know, I had an unexpected guest. Please give me some bread, you know? And so Jesus even shares it's not because of his friendship's sake that the door is opened.
It's because of the shameless persistence, even in the parable in Luke 18. When Jesus shares about the widow woman going before the unjust judge, he shares that her initial attempt didn't open the doorway. It was actually to the point that she wore him out. And it's funny, again, I was just going through the gospel today of Luke, and she shared that that she will wear me out, that she'll come and attack me because he was tired of it. So then Jesus goes on to share that, don't you think our Heavenly Father, who listens to us day and night, that he won't hear our cries? He will. And you'll answer quickly as part of that. So approach the Lord in this way and use some different strategies, just like David did. Know who your enemy is, and then as well start studying God's Word. Next week, we're going to be covering another piece of David's strategy as well, so you can get victory. Then as well, show up on the same day to do the deliverance training. If you feel led by the Lord to do training and learn how to do deliverance, and you want to help the captives get set free, maybe you're a lay person, a minister, maybe you're a pastor, a counselor, a doctor, whoever you are, the Lord, if you've gotten healed, restored, the Lord's going to ask you to help others. So I encourage you, check out this training. It's going to be powerful, and I'm really excited about introducing it starting next week, next month. All right, guys, I'll see you next week. We're going to be closing in prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for this wonderful day. We close out the courts of heaven. We declare freedom and thank you that the kingdom of God has come upon them all, Lord. Thank you for binding up their wounds, setting them free. Lord, as well, we're going to continue to stand in the gap for them, knowing that you're with them every step of the way. And thank you, Jesus, for healing the brokenhearted. And we give you all the glory for doing the work here in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, look forward to seeing you guys soon. Thanks for all those who donated toward the ministry to do this live event here today. We'll see you again next week. It's going to be at 9 o'clock for the deliverance service. We switch it up every other week. Sometimes we got a lot of people in third world countries, so that way that they can see it and it's not 1 o'clock in the morning for them. But we look forward to seeing you guys soon. We'll be praying for you. And then if you feel led, you can always reach out to us. We do consultations and sessions for deliverance, inner healing, and counseling. And you can book that directly online or reach out to one of our receptionists. And if you showed up and you were trying to get a hold of somebody, they're busy today. Sorry, guys. We average about maybe about 15,000 people who come in through our website a month. And on presentation day, event day, boy, I tell you, we get so booked with people sending out those questions. And if you didn't get your email link, we know it got sent out because I know because I've tested them all. So you usually go check your spam folders as well as they do get an email blast out letting you know about the link one more time about a half hour before. So again, if you didn't see anyone respond to you, watch out for tomorrow. They'll probably respond. It may be too late. But again, they've been working with thousands of people answering questions. So we look forward to seeing you guys in the next webinar. You guys have a blessed day. I look forward to chat with you guys soon. Bye-bye.